Welcome to White Shores, the podcast for spiritual beings having a human experience. Let me invite you to walk once more beside me on White Shores to talk about the real meaning of life and the true power of what is unseen. Let's discuss dreams, intuition, manifesting, as above, so below, angels, afterlife, the science of consciousness, and other infinite possibilities within and all around you. I hope every episode informs, inspires, and illuminates. So, now the scene is set. Allow the grey rain curtain of this world to roll back and all to turn to silver glass. Let's walk barefoot together on the gentle, glistening sands of White Shores to see what mystery lies beyond the material. Welcome. Episodes of my podcast, White Shores, this podcast, are pre-recorded. But sometimes I just feel I have to jump in and say something unscheduled. And of course, the reason is the Turkey-Syria earthquake and the terrible suffering and loss of life, which is impacting us all and tearing at our hearts and our souls. About a year ago, there was something similar with the Ukraine-Russia conflict, and I felt the need to interrupt the scheduled programs of this podcast and do an episode which is quite honestly entitled An Unscheduled Episode on White Shores. And you might want to scroll back. It's about a year ago from today's release date, which is February 2023, to listen to that episode. It's called An Unscheduled Episode on White Shores, because everything I say in that episode about trying to understand terrible injustice, grief, and loss of life from a spiritual perspective is in that episode. Because listening back to it, as I have done this last week, everything I said there applies here. So do go back and listen to it if you are wanting some spiritual clarity about this. It's in season 6 of White Shores. Of course, the Ukraine-Russia conflict and the terrible loss of life there is more of a man-made disaster, whereas Turkey and Syria is natural, the earth just swallowing people up. But regardless of whether a disaster is man-made or earth-made, that question of why do the innocent have to suffer? Why do bad things happen to good people is a constant. And for every spiritual being, it's a question we must constantly ask ourselves. Again, I'm referring you back to the episode I recorded a year ago, that unscheduled episode on White Shores. If you do feel helpless, as many of us do, to help, donate if you can. But if that's not possible, please pray with all your heart for them. Carry them, hold them tight in your heart always. There is tremendous power in prayer. Your prayers matter. Your prayers count. So now I've had my unscheduled say, let's run today's scheduled episode. Thank you for arriving safely on White Shores, a far green country under a swift sunrise. Special episode today, as we are going to get liminal. I'm going to shine the nightlight on that magical threshold of dreaming, those twilight moments when you are just drifting off to sleep or to a nap, or waking up from a sleep or nap. In my many books, I talk about the transformative potential of these twilight moments because your brain is very impressionable then, and it's an awesome opportunity to set intentions, affirm, and rewire your brain and your unconscious beliefs in a more positive direction. Because the more you believe in your right to happiness and success, the more likely you are to attract it in your waking life. But this episode dives a little deeper than that, just putting your head on the pillow, closing your eyes and setting intentions or visualizing what you want to rewire your brain and change your life. It takes you deeper than that, to that moment when you are just about to fall asleep and right at the edge of your dreams. As your bodily awareness fades and reality starts to feel warped, those threshold moments can feel a little trippy or like you are hallucinating. But in recent years, sleep and dream researchers believe that understanding more fully what happens to our minds just before we fall asleep and start dreaming may one day help solve the mystery of human consciousness, or what is felt but invisible and unseen but feels so real in our lives, also known as your inner world of dreams, memories, intuition, or the part of you which some might call soul, which can transcend the material, logic, and even time, space, and bodily death. But before getting truly liminal, let's get practical first and explain to you what happens when you enter that liminal state. Do you know how you fall asleep? And what happens? How aware are you of this process, something you've been doing every day of your life, probably without thinking? I hope after listening to this episode, you will become more conscious of what happens when you fall asleep. When you go to bed at night and close your eyes and start falling asleep, you may, as not everyone will, become aware of what is known as sleep paralysis. That is that feeling you may get when you are just about to fall asleep or when you have just woken up, and try as you might, you can't move your limbs. It's your body's way of stopping you from physically acting out your dreams. And this is especially important for vivid dreamers, as it stops them leaping out of bed in their sleep, and if they've had a flying dream, for example, trying to actually fly. It is something that actually happens to you every night, although most of the time you have no conscious awareness of it. And the scientific term for it, rather than sleep paralysis, which is what it's commonly known as, is the much more friendly term I'd like you to use now, REM Antonia. REM, of course, is rapid eye movement stage of sleep, and that's the stage of sleep most associated with dreams. I want you to become more intimately familiar with how REM Antonia feels. So if it does happen to you, you know how to react when it next happens, because it is often a prelude or entry point to the dream state, or that holy grail of dreaming, lucid dreaming, which is knowing you are dreaming while you are actually in a dream. Now, lucid dreaming is so powerful because when you know you're dreaming, when you're dreaming, you can actually influence the content of your dream. You can't control it, but you can actually influence it. You can get to decide what you do sometimes and who you meet and what you experience. Remember, your brain doesn't really know the difference between when you're dreaming and when you're waking. So if you can experience what you want in your dreams, you are more likely to manifest it in your life, because unconsciously in the dream state, you have already been there and experienced it as real. And you can believe in it more, because if you've experienced it as real, you know it's possible. And then in your waking life, you can take that belief and use that belief to attract what you want into your life. So if you make friends with your REM Antonia, you can let it take you by the hand and lead you right into the eye of a dream and the wealth of opportunity to understand yourself better and change your life that awaits you there. When you first become aware of REM Antonia, your initial response maybe distress, but please try to stay calm now that you know that it's a perfectly natural state and nothing to worry about. Don't resist it either, that sinking feeling. REM Antonia is your friend. It won't and can't harm you in any way. So don't try to move your arms or legs or head or any part of your body when it happens. Take the attention away from your body to your inner world instead. And enjoy this transition from waking to sleeping, or sleeping to waking if it happens when you wake up. And tell yourself over and over again, I'm in a dream, I'm about to enter a dream, or I'm emerging from a dream. How exciting. If doubts creep in, smile at them. You may want to visualize something behind your eyes, something soothing that has a natural rhythm. I suggest a sandy beach. This is White Shores after all, with waves dancing on the shore, or a pendulum swinging. And just allow your attention to focus on the swinging pendulum as it consistently and calmly crosses from side to side, or to the dancing waves as they gently lap backwards and forwards, backwards and forwards. And let that rhythm that you decide on draw or pull you into your dream. Just relax and allow your floating mind to take you surfing right into your night vision. You see, that's all your dreams really want. They don't want you to fear or forget them. And if you do have nightmares, you may be eager to forget them, but please don't, because nightmares also are transformative gifts. The reason your dreaming mind sends you a nightmare is it knows that you're more likely to remember and reflect on it because of the shocking imagery. It's been sending you gentle messages before, precious messages for your personal growth, but for whatever reason, you haven't been reflecting on them. And your dreaming mind wants you to reflect on something for your personal growth that you need to face and then transform from a negative into a positive. As your dreams are created for you and by you, when you are awake, also your nightmare offers you an opportunity to re-enter that nightmarish scenario through a daydream or a meditation. You can actually take your memory back to the dream, the scenario that frightened you, and then, because you know you're in charge of your dream, you can re-script it. You can transform it and transform monsters into butterflies. Indeed, research shows re-scripting nightmares in the daydreaming state in this way really eases stress. You might want to give it a try. Your dreams don't happen to you. The choice in your mind is always yours. They have important messages to share with you, and they will use bizarre symbols and metaphors to express themselves to you, simply because symbols and metaphors are the language your dreams speak in, and that's the language of the artist, the poet, and the visionary. It's called night vision for a reason. Your role is to decode those symbols and use them for your personal growth. A reminder here, a dream decoding reminder, if a dream interpretation, when you settle on it, drains or diminishes you in some way, it is not the correct interpretation. Ditch it. Your dreaming mind is your higher self, your inner psychic. It will always raise you up. Sometimes it will go about that in a very bizarre, very surreal way, but it's the intention to use tough love to raise you up. So brainstorm associations for all the dream symbols that come up, and then go through them and trust your intuition to settle on the right one. And your intuition will seize on the one that lifts you up. You will also know when it is the right interpretation because you will get a light bulb, eureka moment, a positive energy shift. Now, alongside REM Antonia, also known as sleep paralysis, you may experience a state known as hypnagogia. Hypnagogic is from the Greek hypnos, meaning sleep, and agos, meaning leading, so leading to sleep. And it's a very close companion of REM Antonia. And both are signs that you are on the threshold of a dream. Hypnagogia, however, is what happens to you mentally rather than physically when you are falling asleep. If you aren't sure what I mean, have you ever closed your eyes after looking through a window flooded with bright light or a candle and seen patterns and lights dancing on the back of your eyelids? And that's sort of what hypnagogia is like. You see these shifting images behind your eyes. Now, just like Rem Antonia, not everyone will experience awareness of hypnagogia. But if you remain aware when it happens and enjoy the mysterious firework display behind your eyes, hypnagogia brings rather than experiencing panic when it happens. So just stay calm. Stay calm for both Rem Antonia and hypnagogia. Both of them can whisk you right away into a dream, often a lucid dream. If it happens to you, hypnagogia, just allow the images to unfold. Try to see if you can exert some influence over the shifting patterns by bending them into images you want to see. Paint the scene. Be an artist behind your eyes. Paint in vivid, realistic details. And when the dreamscape you have visualized feels alive and real, see yourself in it. You may also want to fill this dreamscape with feelings of unconditional love and gratitude, because your mind is super impressionable, remember, when you go to sleep, offering you that fantastic opportunity to reset negative thought patterns and change your dream and waking life for the better. And it's not just when you are drifting off to sleep that you can superimpose your creativity and positive expectation on what unfolds behind your eyes. You can also do it immediately on waking, in a similar borderland dreaming state called hypnopompia. Now, hypnopompic, from the Greek hypnos, sleep, and pompe, sending away, so sending away from sleep. There's a lot of attention paid to the hypnagogic state, not enough to its twin, the hypnopompic, when you're waking up. Now, the two H states are similar, but they do have a slightly different feel, with hypnopompia more likely to recreate scenes from your real life than its arguably more creative twin, hypnagogia. But both states can induce a lucid dream. So when you wake up, ideally naturally and without an alarm, as alarms are the enemy of dream recall and heart health, they shock you too quickly into the material world. So when you wake up naturally, keep still, don't move, keep your eyes closed, and see if any dream recall flows. Now, you may well find, when you become aware of the hypnopompia state, that you have a dream where you start your day as usual and then you wake up for real and realize you were dreaming the way the day started the first time around. It can feel quite eerie, but the advice is to make friends with this false awakening. Every morning when you wake up, it's a good idea from now on to question whether you are dreaming or not. Is this really a new day, or am I still dreaming? The first time you check your watch or clock, switch on the lights or look in your mirror, ask yourself, am I in a dream? Is this a dream? If it's a false awakening, there will be something odd, disproportion. For example, your lights may not work or you can't see your reflection in the mirror. Perform your reality checks and you never know, your false awakening could become your next lucid dream. You'll know when you enter either H state because your thoughts become calm and slow and you might see shifting patterns, colours or faces behind your closed eyes, and waking reality drifts away. Be aware that you are far more likely to experience hypnagogia than Rem Antonia. But if you don't think you experience or have experienced any of these twilight states, the most likely reason is that you may not be going to bed tired enough. You are far more likely to become aware of dreamlike borderland states when you are really feeling sleepy, both mentally and physically. So during the day, get a lot of exercise, use your brain, get natural daylight, eat well, feed your brain dream food so that it can serve you up a delicious dream vision at night. Also, taking a daily nap for around 20 minutes, typically in the mid-afternoon, is considered by many well-being experts to be a very good thing, as it can recharge and refresh both your body and your mind. Indeed, successful companies like Google, which actually was inspired by a vision in a dream one of the founders had, but that's another podcast. Successful companies like Google have reserved napping places for their staff because they know it boosts concentration and productivity, and more importantly, creativity. It's also something simple you can do from now on to encourage dream recall, because when you nap, you tend to skip the delta wave deep sleep stages, because your dreaming mind somehow knows that this is a nap and not a proper sleep because of the daylight. It responds to the daylight, so it's going to push you straight into REM, dream friendly sleep, rapid eye movement sleep, straight away, because again, research shows that REM sleep is so vital for your mental, emotional and physical well-being. So you might want to try a daily nap for around 20 minutes if you can, and see if it boosts your productivity and gives you amazing dream recall to brainstorm. Salvador Dali, who actually many of his images, he says, are photographs of his dream, highly creative artist, actually used napping to turbocharge his artistic creativity. He is said to have sat in a chair for an afternoon nap and held a spoon in his hand to induce this liminal imagery. And as he fell asleep, the spoon would, of course, fall from his hand, waking him up, and he would then immediately write down whatever dreams were playing out behind his eyes. So I'm going to close this episode now with about 20 minutes of blissful heart music to help you get liminal. You can use it for a 20 or so minute nap this afternoon or whenever you can, or before going to sleep. So it is played by Peter Sterling, a world-leading harpist. And do check out his angelic episode on White Shores several episodes back. Just scroll down and find it. And you can meet him there because he explains how his music, which has healed and comforted thousands of people all across the world, much of his music is inspired by his dreams and his belief in angels. And thank you from my heart, Peter, for allowing me to use this music in this episode and also in other episodes. I'm very, very grateful. And I do urge you to check out Peter Sterling's harp music. I'll put his website in my show notes because, as I said, it's very healing. And many people, after listening to it, have reported more vivid dream recall and precognitive dreams. So find somewhere safe and quiet. I do have to emphasize safe. Please don't do this when you're driving, walking, or operating machinery or anything. Do it where you're safe and alone, and close your eyes. It's your time now to journey within and meet your inner psychic. If you're doing this before a nap, the ideal time is mid-afternoon, but find a time that works for you. And if you'd like to know more about other ways to connect to your inner psychic, as well as the dream state and the napping state that I'm talking about now, please do check out my latest title, which is published on February the 16th, 2023 in the UK and published by HarperCollins. And it's called Empower Your Inner Psychic. I believe it will be available in the States in the summer in 2023. And it's a book that really is a bit like my magnum opus. As you know, I'm a serial writer and I've been researching this for decades, and I've gathered together my lifetime of writing and research and experience in the area of spiritual growth and working with scientists along the way and collecting real life stories and my own experiences and working with academics and psychiatrists and psychologists, dream experts, etc., etc. And Empower Your Inner Psychic will offer simple, practical and proven tools to harness your intuition and dreams and empower you from the inside out. And I do put a heavy emphasis on the science in that book because I think it is really important that we understand how close science and spirit right now are. And if you enjoy this podcast, White Shores, a fun element to Empower Your Inner Psychic, my next title, is that it works interactively with a number of episodes from this podcast. There are also plenty of hidden references to my beloved Lord of the Rings in that book, which if you are able to spot and send a list of them to me in an email in that I list in the resources of the book, you will earn a free gift. Anyway, enough about Empower Your Inner Psychic now. You may want to check it out, you may not. Whatever it is, I'm just sharing it because I really do passionately believe in the power of that book to heal you and help empower you from the inside out. But for now, let's return to this liminal theme of this podcast. I would like this sublime 20-minute music track to carry you across to the land of your dreams or daydreams. Because remember, both are dream states. And after listening to it, I'd like you to write everything on your mind and see what connections and leaps of faith and associations and precognitions it brings. And do let me know. I give my email at the end of every podcast. I'd love to know what dreams came to you. I love using music to induce this dreamlike state and to lull you to the edge of your dreams, because music is the idea vehicle to take you there. I often say music is the language that angels speak. And it's because when you listen to music, you find that inner harmony, which basically is the source of all true happiness. It's when you haven't got harmony between your conscious or logical and rational mind and your unconscious and intuitive mind, it's when the two of them are disagreeing that there is distress and pain and disappointment. But when you listen to music that is inspiring, as this track is, just as you're listening, both your conscious and unconscious minds agree to differ. They set aside their differences and just simply agree for a while to do what they do best. Your conscious mind will look for patterns in the notes and in what you hear, and your unconscious mind will be free, unhampered by criticism from ego, logic and reason. And your conscious mind is free to brainstorm and make creative connections and dream of infinite possibilities, which in your waking life you wouldn't allow because your conscious mind would say impossible, that can't happen. But in the dream state, remember, anything is possible. You become so expansive. You cross space, time, this life and the next. Be aware, this liminal track, which actually was composed to induce precognitive dreams, starts with some nature sounds, because along with music, nature is another way for us to find inner harmony. If you've ever gone for a walk in a beautiful woods or field or park, for a while, you just enjoy nature, the sound of birds and the scents and everything. Again, your conscious and unconscious mind agree to differ to allow you to enjoy your nature fix. So if you don't want to do it with music, do it with regular walks in nature. It is designed to induce precognitive dreams, but the harp music won't start playing until a few minutes in. So just wait for that to come. And I'd like you to notice how you feel when you first hear that harp coming in. I'm going to be a precognitive here, and I'm going to say you're going to experience goosebumps. And whenever you feel that when you're listening to blissful music, that is a surefire sign your inner psychic is awakening. You are on the edge of a dream. Okay, peace and calm now. If you haven't closed your eyes, close them now. Get comfortable wherever you are. Make sure you're somewhere safe and you're alone. Breathe deeply and slowly. Let the tension of the material world, of logic and reason and ego, release from your body, from your gut, from your heart, and your face. If you're frowning, let that frown go. Keep breathing in and out. It's your time to get liminal and see what mystery what dreams lie behind your eyes.
Thank you.
Thank you from my heart and soul for being here and walking beside me in spirit on White Shores. Sensitive, kind, compassionate souls like you who see beyond the material are needed more than ever today to help this earth heal and evolve. If you have any questions, stories, or insights to share, I absolutely love hearing from you and aim to reply to everyone in due course. My website is www.teresachung.com. My contact email is angeltalk710@aol.com. And you can message me via my Instagram handle, The Teresa Chung, as well as my Facebook and Twitter author pages. Until we meet again on these white shores, keep being amazing spiritual you, sending my eternal love and gratitude.